And now our third feature. It's an eye-catching collection which reflects how vision care has changed since the early 1900s. The Dipple and Conway Centenary Collection, packed with outstanding objects, is a sight for sore eyes and will be on show at the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell later this year. Pippa Lane Smith was offered a glimpse of what will be on offer, and her article is read by David Potten.
It was a gem of an opportunity for a jeweller with an eye for expansion. George Dipple opened a jewellery shop on Swan Lane in 1894, but struggled to find somewhere to park his Studebaker motor car when he drove to work. When a property with a garage became available on nearby Castle Street, around the time the Great War began, he bought it. He was a jeweller rather than an optician, but until 1958, and the birth of the General Optical Council, optometry and dispensing optics weren't regulated professions, meaning that anyone could carry out eye tests and prescribe glasses. At the turn of the 20th century, it was common for jewellers to branch out into optics, selling the pre-war version of ready readers or magnifying spectacles and producing gold frames. George had already spotted an opportunity to expand his jewellery shop, and in 1902 had gained a certificate of competence in optics through the Anglo-American Optical Company's School of Optics in London. The course is unlikely to have been longer than a week, but by the end George was considered qualified to test the sight and provide the necessary lenses in cases of defective vision. With the purchase of the Castle Street property, George saw the chance for a specialist shop which dealt solely in eye care and wear. He advertised in the Dioptic Review, seeking a qualified optician to run his new business, and the job was given to 24-year-old Thomas Conway, originally from South Shields, who moved to Norwich in 1916, having studied ophthalmic optics in London. This year, Dipple and Conway celebrates its 100th year in business. Eyewear has always been as much about fashion as it is about sight. Pince-nez, or pinched nose, were a popular solution for both ladies and gentlemen in the early 1900s. The armless design ensured there was no risk of ruining carefully coiffured hairstyles. Pince-nez could be either an off-the-shelf solution or made to suit the wearer's specific prescriptions. Lorgnettes featured a spectacle front on the end of a hinged handle, meaning they could be folded and tucked away into a pocket or handbag, while folding glasses, often made from gold by jewellers, were kept in ornate cases, meaning they were ready to be used at a moment's notice. The Centenary Collection includes almost 2,000 fascinating items, from prosthetic eyes to early sight tests, spectacles to pince-nez, and there are plans for curated items to appear in a display to celebrate the firm's 100th birthday at the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell in the city centre. "A tray of glass eyes was one of the most fascinating finds in our collection," said Robert. "More than 90% of soldiers exposed to mustard gas during the First World War sustained eye injuries, and keratitis led to many returning soldiers having eyes removed. Thomas's business evolved to fill the need for prosthetic eyes. Each glass eye was hand-blown and painted. A sample set included a range of scleral types, the white of the eye, and 20 to 30 individual iris colour options. The optician would try to match the patient's remaining eye as closely as possible. Only a small range of sizes were available, and while glass eyes could be ground to achieve a better fit, it was not uncommon for them to fall out at inopportune moments. Glass eyes remained popular until after the Second World War, when technology advanced sufficiently to allow opticians to fit replacement lenses onto the patient's damaged eye. Our collection came about completely by accident, with various members of the family storing away items that they found interesting," said James Conway, Robert's brother. "The organic nature of what we have amassed means it really has become a social history project, not just reflecting the heritage of Dipple and Conway, but the changing face of eye care in Norfolk.